The beauty of stopping, waiting, and resting is that it gives you time to truly go over the next steps that you will take. And it almost ensures that the next step you will take would either be perfect, but I guarantee you it ensures that the next step that you take will be better because we took the time, you took the time, I took the time, everyone takes the time to stop, rest, and think. Before I married my wife, Cheryl, I already was in a relationship that fell apart. And against every fiber of my body, which says, I don't like being alone, I don't want to be alone, I want to be with someone, I lived the life of a single father for I think it was 3 or 3.5 years. So I was not in a relationship with any woman. I didn't jump from one relationship to the next and to the next and to the next, so I couldn't hear my own voice, my own heart. By that point, I was a Christian, so I couldn't hear, you know, jumping from place to place. I couldn't even hear what Christ was telling me or what God had desired for me, or was my desire in line with God's desire for my life. In fact, for the first year or so, I didn't want to be in any relationship. And so when I did start praying, I was praying that God would send me a mother for my two children. About a year and a half later, I was getting pushed to a point where, okay, well, their mother's still alive and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Lord, you know what? I need someone for me. It was during that time when I started praying that there was a bit of a shift in me. And speaking with my sister at that time, my older sister, she's 4 years older than me, she said, you know what? You're probably not going to find someone that's going to want children. You're probably going to find someone who already has children himself. And I was like, what? And I thought about it. Yeah, that's a lot to take on and raise somebody else's kids. So I just trusted the Lord and I prayed. I want to say I was patient. I was patient. And at the same time, I had no other choice because, I had two small children. I was going to be jumping in a relationship, you know, and saying, hey, and bringing people around my kids. That was not going to happen. It was not cool. And it just was not going to happen. I wasn't bringing that stuff into my kids' life just to have. If I don't like it or if it doesn't work out, that person's out of their lives. And then my kids are sitting there going, well, what happened after they've got connected to or latched on to that other woman? So I'm glad that I had that period of time of resting, of stopping, and of reflecting and trusting God to lead me where He was going to lead me. Because the next decision wasn't just solely my own. It was a very dear friend of mine, a very dear brother named Frank, who pointed out, firstly, my sister, who I think I may have said later on in the show, you'll hear. There's a reason why this is starting out this way. So he once said, hey, have you ever considered Cheryl? I'm like, the counselor? And before him, it was my sister was sitting in a class with her, and she was impressed by something she said, too. And she mentioned it to me. She said, do you know? I'm like, yeah, I know her. So these were the setups long before my eyes opened and my heart was willing to open and to see Cheryl standing there. We had been friends standing in front of the children's church without kids to put into class on Sundays at church. So I've known her. We had been talking as friends in front of the classroom. Or should I say brother and sister in Christ? We both served in the choir at that time. But it wasn't until those days, it wasn't until the prayer came, it wasn't until God was ready, it wasn't until I was prepared and ready, I had to have that period of time of stopping, of resting, and waiting. And some of us are too quick to jump from one thing to the next. Let's just consider this, because this was supposed to be the appendix, but I was a little bit too lazy to want to go through editing and chopping it up and putting it in there. I would rather you just hear this at the beginning, and then as you go through the rest of the show, it all comes down to making perfect sense for you. I hope that this reaches some of you, or all of you, to the point where you do take that time to reflect. So yeah, instead of this being an appendix, let's call this a preface to what you're going to hear. Now I'm going to step out of the way and let you listen. Red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. Red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. Hello, and welcome back to the show. Hello, America, ladies and gentlemen, people all over the world, and wherever you may be listening, at whatever time that you may be listening to this. Welcome back to the Whitebeard and TK podcast. Today, I am your host again, once again, by myself, T. Anthony, and I was reading this weekend, and I came across a quote inside the book. And inside the book, it said that people would rather, you know what, hold that thought. So, I'll get back to that in a moment. We are away at the moment, a short weekend break. More about that a bit later. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I had planned for this time for the two of us to sit and record an episode together, especially over this last month or so. We've been seeing things about first dates and everything else. And I wanted you guys to hear her take, like I've been saying this for the past couple of months, about her take at her first job. And we were looking at first dating and just the information that's been going on. So that's still looking forward to that, getting us together and doing that. But at the moment, we ran a little long in our day, which doesn't make a difference to you because you don't understand what's happening. And so that really cut down my time today to get a few things taken care of. Record a special edition for the YouTube channel, and then come here and try to knock out two podcasts, you know, one with us teaming up together since it's been a while, and in this particular one, and then about two more that I wanted to do, which I'll probably get to the end of this week. The idea is to at least get two of both things, you know, start getting some film edited and at least get like two or three podcasts done and put into the can where I can edit during the week and just start uploading that, so that I'm not pressed for time and just rushing through things and getting it done. I don't like to rush through things. I like to sit down and take my time and make sure that I am giving my best to everything and making sure that things are at its best quality, high quality, that at the moment I can afford to put together and to give you guys. But at all times, want to at least try to think through the thought that I want to speak on. And when we're shooting the video and creating a video for YouTube, want to make sure that, you know, we're putting the right story together, or at least craft the story with the equipment that we have, and to make sure that it's a good story, a good representation of just the simple things that you can do with your family when you're going out. And so we got stuck in a very long meeting earlier. It took almost 2 hours, which means we had to get back because it's a Sunday night, actually. Sunday afternoon, soon to be Sunday night. And I wanted to be done because I wanted to spend some time with the Lord. I wanted to spend some time studying before we had to pack up and get ready to leave for Monday morning to get to work. So, yeah, and I told you I'm going to get back into what I was saying earlier or a moment ago and make some of that make sense for you. Make some of that make sense for you. So do you remember playing Red Light, Green Light? I cannot tell you if that is the true name of the show. If that is the true name of the game. Let's see if I take this bud out. Would it keep recording and you can hear? Would it shut off on me? I don't know if that is the true name. Red Light, Green Light. But when we were growing up, we played this game. It's called Red Light, Green Light. And it's like, Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3. Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3. And the person that's screaming Red Light, Green Light, right? They're at the front of the line of people. And they would blindfold themselves. They turn their head. And they go, Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3. Once they go 1, 2, 3, they turn around. If they catch you moving, you got to go all the way to the back. And if I'm correct, we also had to do the whole thing where it was, you know, you asked to move as like, Mother, may I, or something like that. But the whole point was you had about 3 seconds to move to get where you had to go. And you had to stop and not get caught. And I love the idea of there being a red light and a green light. You know, we always know red light means to stop and green means to go and a few other things. So that game makes you pause because you have to think very strategically on, will you be taking a giant leap to get closer to the person to tag them? Or you're going to take little baby steps? Or you're going to move to the side? Maybe you're going to just knock the person out the way so they can get caught and they're taken out and then you can advance. But you have about 3 seconds to think and make your decision and then get there. And in most cases, you know, you inch your way up, and they had the ones who would take the gallops all the way across and get to the top and then do the whole thing. But at the moment when you stop, you had that precious moment to think of your strategy of what you're going to do to move forward. So I was reading this book. I've been reading this book for a while. I've been putting it down and picking it back up. It's called Stillness by, I want to say the guy's name is Ryan Holiday. He's a Stoic. And so in this book called Stillness, he's talking about, you know, the art of stillness and being still. And, you know, when you write books like that and you have the title, you have to keep using the word stillness everywhere. I like a quiet time or just sitting and just being at peace, meditating on, you know, the Lord's word, just meditating quietly, just in your thought time and just thinking. So, I'm in the third part of this book. I think he has a book split up in like mind, body, and soul, I think. I'm reading it on Kindle, so I don't have the physical book in my hand. So it's not like I flip the pages and look through it, which annoys me sometimes with Kindle. But I can travel with a whole library with me. So I can't actually physically tell you what the name is and what the part is. I'd have to flip all the way back or go to the table of contents, which I'm not going to get up and get my Kindle to do at this moment. I gave you the title of the book, and I believe I have the author's name right. So he is a Stoic. So that's those guys who like to do those thinking, and they read a lot of philosophy and, you know, this whole thought thing. And so he goes to a bunch of different philosophies. He also has things in there from the Bible and what Jesus may have said and things, right? So I'm getting to this last part. And I opened up this one chapter, and it was talking about just slowing down or, you know, taking time. And there was 2 fascinating things he said. He was saying about Rogers, which I believe he's talking about Mr. Rogers, was talking about, or it could be somewhere else from the book because it's been a month since I've read it. And he was saying that, you know, people don't understand about the green light, that the yellow and the red are just as important as the green. Green always means to go, but the yellow and the red is also important there because it makes you have to do things. The yellow prepares you to stop, and we already know that the red just stops you from driving. Now, that wasn't the most fascinating thing. The most fascinating thing was a quote that I read. And so then I went and I looked up the study. I forgot to write down the date. I believe the study was in 2014 or something like that. I know it was in the journal called Science, or the Science Journal, I guess is what you would call it. And the people who ran the study. So in this, he writes that people would rather endure electric shock than to be bored. They would rather suffer from getting electric shock to their heads, their brain, whatever you want to call it. They would rather have electric shock than to sit for a few minutes in boredom. Or as I would say, quiet. Now, I laughed at that, but I said, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely and completely right. I had an old pastor would say stuff like that, you know, about the prayer meeting, how no one could sit still. They start fidgeting, looking around because people just couldn't sit still and just be quiet. In this chapter, he was talking about Joan Rivers had an interview, and the person had asked her in an interview, because she was well in her 70s, I think he writes in the book. And he says that, you know, she was well in her 70s. And the question was, why do you work so much? Why do you work so hard? You know, you never take a break. And so she looks at the interview and picks up a blank calendar and holds it up and goes, you see this? If my calendar looks like this, then this means that I don't matter anymore. That nobody wants me. And all that I've done doesn't matter. Now, he goes on to say, and I will say in my own words, that's pretty darn pathetic. It's pretty pathetic to think that to do nothing means that you're worthless. You don't matter. If I read the quote, which I did have actually written down somewhere, and actually I took a screenshot out of it, but then I deleted it after I shared that with Hannah the other day. Putting it in his words was probably a little bit more eloquent than what I just said. But all this is just a springboard to which got me to thinking as to why I'm actually here talking to you at this moment and how this moment is possible. So I looked up this study, and the study said that people, right, they did it for like 5 minutes or 15 minutes, and they told the people to be able to sit with their thoughts and do these different things, right? And so they gave them a few choices. I skimmed through it because I wanted to hurry up because I told my time was short. So I skimmed through the entire thing. And they were given a choice, and they had like a 5-minute test, and they did a second one for 15 minutes. So, and they gave them some prompts. Some people could sit quietly, and it said that a choice. No, it was, you can, they were able to sit quietly for 5 minutes, and they gave them a choice of what to think. Think about their lives, right? Think about something for those many minutes. And at one point, they gave them a few prompts. Some people could do it, and some people used the prompts. So like the prompt would like, think about sports, or think about this, or think about that for however many minutes, however long the study was running, 5, 10, 15. So after the short one, they ran a longer one for about 15 minutes. Now, if I'm wrong, you can give me the comments, but I believe that the duration was 15 minutes. Now, with the option of the longer one, they were given the option of electrical shock or something like that, and people were saying that they would rather be paid it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because the point is what happens next. So it ends up with being the people prefer to have electric shock over being alone with their thoughts. So within about 5 minutes, for the longer study, within about 5 minutes of being alone, some people actually decided to shock themselves instead of being alone with their thoughts. I'm going to give you a minute to just process that. How did it feel to just have nothing but dead air? I know when you're talking about radio and even podcasts, you know, the one thing, even with TV and what plays, here's the thing with a play. With a play, you're never supposed to turn your back to the audience. So even when you're singing or dancing or do something else, you're never supposed to turn your back to the audience. The same thing goes with television. That's why you see the giant family at the TV. The camera is usually in the middle going around the table, or they'll have another camera set up so you can get everybody from the angle. Well, when it comes to radio, and the same thing with podcasts, you're never supposed to have dead air. The time must always be filled. So how did that feel with just dead air? So here we go. You're alone in a room, and you're given the opportunity to sit quiet and just think. And for some particular reason, you decide that you can't just sit quietly and do nothing. You can't just sit quietly with your thoughts that's driving you crazy. And you reach over and press a button to give yourself a low level of electric shock. I'm sorry, but how pathetic is that? By the way, folks, I am not surprised. It's just pathetic. I'm not surprised that this is where we have gotten in our lives today. I am not shocked one iota. So, you know, Ryan Holiday says that, you know, we should feel empathy for those people. We should feel sad for those people that feel like every moment, every day of their calendar needs to be filled with something, to do something. You know, for most people, you know, you're running around. It's like a murderer from a crime scene. You're running from one scene to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And he described another person. So as I was sharing this with Hannah and just reading her part of the chapter, I was like, yep, that first one is me. The second one is you. But we are both people with the same sort of personality that being alone is awesome. So I'm going to throw out a number at you. By the end of the study, 76% of the men chose to shock themselves. 25% of the women chose to shock themselves. Now, I'm not going to talk about the difference between the men and the women. I'm not going to talk about there being a lower number of the women than it is in the men. Because the most important thing is these people chose to send electricity through their brain so they don't have to sit alone. So, the reason why I am here at this moment talking with you is because I desired, after so long of not getting away. When TK and I first began The Kid, the podcast was called the Whitebeard and TK Adventure. Then I changed it to podcast. She got older. She wanted to become TK instead of the Kid. She got old about 16, 17. It's like she's too old, so she wanted to be called. So we changed the name to TK. We started this maybe early in 2020. Let's say just before the shutdown or at the beginning of it, and there was nothing else to do, but I've always wanted to be in radio. I've always wanted to have my own sort of talk show or something like that. And so it was very easy for me to just sit with a microphone in the dark room or wherever I had it. The original days, it was inside of a box, and I was inside of a very empty room, and then I took some cheap things like a towel. Now I'm just using the Anchor app with my phone in this very large room. So I don't know if it's going to be echoing or not, because we're not in our own permanent home right now. So all of the recording equipment is put away in storage. So you get the sound that you get, but the whole point was to be able to get back to being on the mic and talking with you guys or giving you something to think about as you go throughout your day or your week or your weekend, or whenever it is that you're listening to this. Now, I know some of you may think pretty harsh of, well, you know, you call us people pathetic, but hear me out of what I said. So started then, and then we know how all 2020 heated up. You can go back and listen to some of those podcasts in that year. Well, since we moved to Tennessee last year, it's been like one thing after another and after another. Before everything shut down, we were hiking and traveling a little bit, going to concerts and going to different places and traveling. And then we got into camping and hiking. So then we switched it to becoming more adventure travelers. We would take long distance trips, but that would be more of a part-time adventure traveler. So that's what I kind of said. We were part-time adventure traveler. So, you know, if we took a long week camping trip, then we record things, and actually we didn't record things in the beginning, and then we come back, then we rest. At the time, I wasn't working. At the time, she was being homeschooled, so I had the time. I had a little bit of money to do that. It really only cost gas. The campsites that I went to didn't cost a lot of money, and getting our food and traveling was you brought food with you. Well, then life changed a little bit. And so, and we started a YouTube channel, maybe I want to say 2021. It was a year and a half, maybe 2 years after we started the podcast. So it was now I was doing two different mediums at the same time. Editing this was kind of easy because I just cut and paste things I wanted to do. But the video was a little harder, because we had already been hiking for at least and camping for at least 2.5 years. But now we had to go on the trail and take a camera with us. So it was getting a little bit hectic of knowing when to film, when not to film, what we're filming, and just going out to enjoy, you know, traveling, hiking, and camping. It took about a year to finally get the rhythm of how to do that. And so we got better at it and got better at editing. Last year, brought a subscription to a music thing to make our videos a lot better with different music to drive the picture and learning how to do different camera angles and trying to copy some of the angles from some of our friends we like to follow who are overlanders. And so, you know, getting the camera shot of the wheels going through the splash and up a mountain. And so started playing around with the camera angles and showing it at the feet. You know, because hikers, these are our tire treads, and we stomp in the mud and we go through things. So getting those sort of drive-by shots of the shoes and walk-by shots and things like that. And it became a little bit more complicated when we were doing that. And then we moved here. And so we've got season 1 and 2 in the can, and we're working on season 3 of what we were going to be doing, the ideas for it. And we knew we were going to have to slow down because now we're at the position where our part-time travel was probably going to be even shorter than that. And so was probably going to go back to focusing on hiking and then picking what time of the year that we wanted to do it with a long trip. And we were supposed to go back across the country at the beginning of this year. Well, that didn't happen. So I put it off until 2024. Plus, we also are planning and hoping to leave the country to go somewhere else as well. So those some things in the work. And a few of the the hiking videos, we couldn't put together in time because we were moving. And so we kept hiking. We didn't hike for a little bit. Then we got down here, didn't hike for like about a month or so. Then said, you know, I need to get back out on the trail. So we started going back out. Didn't record the first one. Then we started recording again. But then we were shifting from one hotel to the next and then looking for a place to live and then looking for a job. And so our time for traveling got slowed down. Then our time for hiking got slowed down. Then I got, well, the injury on my shoulder didn't really hurt me when a tree fell down. But then I injured my back and took off for like a whole month and a half. So I couldn't go back hiking. And then it started the job. And so now working at the job, we're both working at the same job. We're both doing a call center thing. And then I'm on the phone talking to people. I'm reading things to them. I'm sitting on my butt all day long and I can't stand it. I like to move. The hours in the morning were okay for us to kind of get some workout in and get like a morning walk at a local park for like two miles in the morning and then get to work. But then we had a shift in job hours. I left after about 4 months. I couldn't take it. The health care wasn't worth anything and we still don't have any. So we're still trying to fight with jobs to get that. And then most recently, the past month, I started working in driving with Instacart. And last week or the last 2 weeks exclusively with Walmart Spark. And I signed up for Lyft as well to see which one of those I like the most. And I like Instacart. It feels fun to me. I kind of like it, but I can't generate the amount of money I can with doing Spark. Inside a lump sum of what my bare minimum per day I would be comfortable with, which is not a lot. And so I find myself working, okay, well, I can't do this 4 days out of the week to give myself a rest. I can't work 3 days and then have two at the beginning of the day to rest. I'm gonna have to push this all the way to 5 days or 6 days. That's biblical, yes. But when you're driving, it drains you so much. And Hannah just she just had a shift change. And her shift went from, what time did we start? Was it 11:30 or 10:30? I think it was like 11:30 to 7, which means when time came for dinner, we didn't really eat dinner early at night. Now we do intermittent fasting every single day. I mean, there may be like one day of the week where we don't just fast and it's up in the air for which one of us is going to be that day. It may be her or something else like that. You just feel like eating. It's like, you know, I don't feel like doing it. So, and you know, we're usually doing like 14 to 16 hours during the week. And on the weekend, try to get in 18, but it's usually like one day you can probably fit in the whole 18. It's like 16, 18 during a weekday. So the shifting in the time was okay, but now she shift to 8 to 4. So if we don't eat early enough in the evening, then we can't, either one of us can eat in the morning before we go to work. And so we had to now change the game, change up like what we're going to have for breakfast, because it needs to go on the road. It has to go on the road for me, as I have to carry all my meals with me and they need to be in the car with me. And most times I'm doing a long trip where I'm dropping off 10 to 19 deliveries. So I may not get to my food until late in the afternoon. And that's kind of hard. Hang on. So changing a shift from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. have changed things. And when I'm on the road, I would like to be out the door by 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at the latest to start my own shift. And because I'm an independent operator, I choose the times that I want to go out there. And I don't like driving at night in these unfamiliar things. I don't see as well at night. It's not that my eyes can't see, but at night the lights are, They feel like halos, and it bugs me, and it's very bright. So my time to drive now, since I started, it's getting dark around here about 6 o'clock. So I have a very short window of daylight to get this stuff done. Now, when the spring and the summer and the fall come, which is not when I started at the beginning of the fall, I could perhaps make a little bit more money because I would have a longer part of the day. And so I like to generally stop delivery or whatever. If I pick up a short run, I'll pick it up at maybe out about 3 o'clock, and I'll take a short one. Maybe one or two drops so that I could be done by five, because sometimes I'm 30 miles away and I have to get all the way home. So I can be home by dinner, so we can have dinner at a normal dinner hour, which we haven't had since we've lived down here, since we started that other job. And so the time shifting, along with the stresses of everything else that's going on and financial and all the other stuff, so it slowed down the time that we're hiking. The window we were supposed to go through the aquarium, and so it slowed that down. And what sped up is less time to stop, less time to relax, less time to think. Less time to read, less time to pray, less personal time to work on my beard and other things. Just time to just hold still. And Thanksgiving and Christmas is coming up, and it's like, oh shoot, what are we gonna do? And I was like, usually by this time I would have figured it out. My wife and I would have came up with a dinner theme. That way we could shop and we know what we're going to do, and it's out of our heads. We don't have to think about it again. Last year we kind of thought about that, but I was like, well, my hope was that we'd be in our own place, our own home or apartment by Christmas. And so that Thanksgiving, we were just going to just relax and get stuff done. And then we ended up going to my daughter's house for Thanksgiving dinner, and we were down here and spent the time at the hotel we were staying at because we didn't get our own place, which we're still searching for now. So when this year came up, so much was going on that I didn't have time to think about that because I was thinking about a few other things. I think I mentioned here before that I was also supposed to be working on my license to sell health. Like Hannah passed her test. We both took the test at the same time. She passed her test, but I was supposed to get mines for both health and life. And I had a company that was looking at me, that I was looking at. I was very, very interested in, because I really, really, really wanted to help people with life insurance and help to prepare in money markets and different things like that. So that was the area I wanted to go into that had, sort of, well, I can't think of the word right now, residual funds, so that even when I stopped doing it, it would still be paying. And it was something where it would be okay. It wouldn't be walking into an office every single day or lifting packages every day like I'm doing right now, that I know I'm not going to be able to do for the next 2, 3 years if I decide that I just want to retire early. And I'm past a point in my life where I'm young enough where I can think that I can keep doing this forever and banging up my body. No, I'm older and wiser, and I'm at the point where I don't want to bang up my body anymore. I want to conserve what I have and use it for the things that I really want to use it for. And that's continuing filming and hiking and traveling and working on the YouTube channel. But that's later on down the line to discuss those things. So we had timeshare. So I said, you know what? Let's just use up those points. And so I couldn't, and it was a whole bunch of other stuff at the point. So then I was like, okay, I can't roll that over, so what am I going to do? And so I took this week, and that's what we did. And we came up here, and I specifically chose this week for this reason of why I'm talking to you, and hoping that these thoughts will go into your brain cabinet and will help you. So last week, I've been doing this for about a month, maybe. I started with Instacart, maybe 5 or 6 weeks now. And so, like I said, the last 2 weeks, I have yet to do Lyft. I'm waiting for them to send me a few things, I guess, the card to put in my window. And then I'll pick up my first person, probably work for them exclusively for a week, see how I like having someone in the back seat of my car breathing on me or what have you. And which I don't know about all that, but we'll try it out and see which one works that I'm going to stick with, or which two. So I've been doing Walmart for the past 2 weeks. I started noticing something over the last week and a half, and definitely last week. I was getting a little bit more frustrated. I was getting a whole lot more angry with people on the road who will cut you off, who don't really care when they're driving. Or like the day I almost lost it where they put a television in my car. And I'm like, how the heck am I supposed to get this to this person's house? Because it seemed like everybody I was delivering to were apartments. And this is not New York City. These people don't believe in elevators. I mean, they have, if you live in New York, you know about Lower Manhattan and those tenement buildings. They got like 6-floor walk up. Right. And the people who order these things, they don't give a hoot. They don't feel like carrying it up. And so, you know, basically, especially in New York, you got a 6-floor walk up. You don't really care. You just figure the person delivering is going to walk up there and drop it off. No care to the body. What's damaging to the body of the person. So I'm sitting here thinking, how am I going to get this television to this person? One day I had to return something because the person wanted something, but they didn't leave the door code to get into their gated community. And I'm chatting back and forth. They're not answering me. I'm like, listen, this is my third time, my third message to you. I'm going to take the thing back. And so as I start the process to take it back and start to drive off, the person cuts back and says, well, the code is blank, blank, blank. And then texts me again and said, literally, the place that you literally drop it off over there to people who get paid for is over there. And you could have just came over there. So I looked at the text. I didn't get mad at first. And see, this is the part where I know I needed that little red light moment. I know that I needed, I had to move to the yellow. Because I'm starting to get a little aggravated. And this was that moment, because I didn't get angry right away. I got mad as I drove off. And as I got on the road to get further and further back home, I got angrier. Because I looked at the text, I'm like, this person just tried to insult me. I didn't comment back, which I was going to. I said, I'm not going to do it. You're going to tell me that the place was right there and I could have just put it in. Okay, genius. In order for me to get to where your mail room is or where you pick up your mail, I had to get through your gated community. So I need the gate code to get in, to get over there, to drop it over there, which wasn't supposed to be there. It's supposed to be dropped off to your house. That was the first take back. I considered taking the television back, but then I decided to knock on the door, see if someone was home, and it was a woman home by herself. So I'd say, great. Who's going to help me carry this? I don't drive in my car with a, what do you call that, a hand cart. So I saw a guy moving in. I asked him, say, can you give me a hand? Drop this off with your neighbor. So I walked over there, and she came out to help, and so we walked in and dropped it off to her house. I'm like, okay, but Lord, I can't do too many more of those. So last week, and this would have hit the head. This is when it hit the head that there was too many green lights going on. And you know how most people do, right? You see a yellow light, and instead of them slowing down, they see a yellow light, and you speed up, and you zoom straight through. Well, that's pretty much what I did. I ignored the yellow and kept zooming, zooming, zooming until you hit that red light, and then you just got come to full stop, or you got a whole pile up of cars. And so my red light was, I came in one week, last week, the beginning of the week. And I heard about it because I kept getting a message on the app. Walmart was doing a Black Friday sale. And y'all know what Black Friday does to people, because some of you are listening do the very same thing. You buy like you out of your mind. None of you go to the store to pick it up. You start buying from Amazon and everywhere else for people to go and drop these things off. Now, many of you will not add a tip because you figured you paid too much for everything you brought. Some of you, like what I had to pick up, I had these ridiculous, now it said bulky. It didn't exactly tell you what you get. And see, the reason why they probably do is because most drivers probably say, no, I'm not taking that. It said bulky item and one thing. It said, you know, small delivery. Sometimes it doesn't say small delivery, but it's like small, you know, this person's only getting a small thing. And it said like, you know, large or something like that. But it just said bulky. The first one had the television said large item or extra large delivery. That's what the word is, extra large delivery. So I was just talking to the person about TVs. I said, you know, last week somebody ordered television. She said, you know what? We get TVs here and, you know, they probably no more than 50 inches. And, you know, we got a 5-foot woman who can carry it all by herself. You'll probably be fine with that. I'm like, so you say. And, you know, we kind of mocked about it. And I was talking about how the thing goes. So she left. About 10 minutes later, she brings out my order and she comes out with somebody else. Now, I'm looking at what's on the cart. And on the cart, there's a like maybe 20, 30 bags of smaller little things. And I'd see these little boxes like it's probably got like, let's say, the size of a small microwave. They're like 4 or 5 of those scattered throughout all the other ones. And the other one comes rolling out another cart with 2 big televisions. I mean, these are huge. I said, what is that supposed to be for me? She said, yeah. I'm like, you're joking, right? I said, you know what? I knew I should have drove for Instacart this morning. So the other one who was bringing the TV said, what did he say? And so I'm still talking to the other young girl who came out. The other thing, I'm like, well, how in the world am I supposed to get this? I said, you know what? I'm probably going to end up carrying these up somebody's stairs. And so the other one turned around again. After saying, what did he say? He said, sir, you can reject it. I'm like, I could what? You can reject it. I don't need the drama. And I was like, whoa. I'll tell you what I was thinking later on after that. I'm like, what? What drama? You're sitting up and complaining to us. I'm like, I wasn't complaining to you. I was just talking about, you know, we were just discussing. You could just drop, you know, I'm just going to take it back. I'm like, okay. Because I don't need the drama today. And she walked away. And so now I got a little mad instantly that moment. I said, you know what? I'm sorry that you're having a bad day. But don't put that on me. And she walked away. And I said, but you know what? God bless you. You have a good day. And so I turned to the other one. I said, excuse me. I said, thank you. You know what? And you know, actually, I blessed the younger one, not the other one. I said, thank you. You know, you have a blessed day. I just told the other one, you know, I know you're having a hard day, but don't bring that to me. Don't put that on me because your day is hard. And I understand. I completely understand. But it wasn't, what was it, 9:05 in the morning? 9:05 in the morning. Their shift probably started at 8. I understand. You went through the store to shop and put these things on it. You probably put it on there and it probably got rejected by a few people and you have to bring it out there. I understand that. But we're all in the same service industry. We're all here serving other human beings. Have a bit of respect. Have a little courtesy, whatever you want to call it. Because although she's rolling that out on some wheels, once it's inside my car or my other fellow drivers out there on the road, even if you're Amazon or UPS or whoever they are, even the post office, man, they even get saddled with some craziness. And now the post office has to work on Sundays now because of Amazon. So once it gets into our vehicle, we're the ones taking it out of the vehicle alone. We're the ones carrying it up the stairs. And again, when I told you about Tennessee, it's there's no elevator. You're walking up that three building, that three, and I think the highest I've seen was like maybe four. So you're the one carrying this television up these flights of stairs. To people who might get a little upset because their delivery got a little bit late. But you ordered every one of your relatives' Christmas gifts during a Black Friday type sale. So she gets to punch in, get the same amount of money when she clock in and clock out, shop in the store. I don't get the same money. That delivery that I had that I picked was $57. I could have coasted through the day. It just did like maybe two or more. You know, my daily minimum that I have for my own self, set for my own self, is 100 a day. That's my minimum. Because I know I couldn't push to get any more in a day because, as I told you, I'm working with daylight hours. So I couldn't increase that stuff until I can't have a longer day until like the spring and the summertime comes up. That's for me personally. And I don't have a different outside job. So that's me personally. So her throwing that back, I lost out of almost $60 for about an hour and a half work. Then I could have come back later on that, and it was 9 o'clock in the morning because it took them a long time to get out. So I could have been done with that way about 12, about around 12, 12:30. I would have eaten my food by then went back on the clock and probably been able to fit two more, you know, one more larger one or two more small deliveries before I decided to clock out and go home and eat my dinner. So I lost money that I couldn't even recoup by the end of that day. And so I left, I dropped off one other thing. I did a Sam's Club, which is always fun because Sam's Club doesn't have bags. But so I did a small Sam's Club thing, and then I got angry. I was eating my food and I started getting angry. So I'm getting angry at this woman, and I started thinking cuss words before they came out of my mouth. And then I just started fuming, and I was like, you know, let me turn this thing back, and I just stopped. And I said, you know what? I have to stop. I have to stop, because if I get on the road angry, something bad is going to happen. And it might not necessarily be me. I might just jump from one lane to the next without looking because I'm blindly driving and upset, and I cause somebody else to be in an accident. I cause somebody else's parent not to get home that day. I cause somebody else to be sitting in a hospital where they can barely pay for their health care, and then they have to lose their job. I mean, be off their job and lose money, try to take care of their other stuff. So I said, let me just get off the road for today. And that's what I did. The next day, I went and I just said, you know what? I'm just going to do a short day. And then I planned this weekend and said, okay, let me just focus on the stuff for this weekend, get everything set up, everything that I need to do and everything I want to do. I needed to get over to the storage thing and get us in a smaller storage. I had some other stuff to do. And right in the middle of me saying what I was going to do, and then the next day I go out, I get a call that we have to move from the room we're in to another room because they're renovating the floor that we were on in the hotel. So now that was going to take 2 days to do. So I was in between that, and it's just like go, 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 go. More stress. And so I finally, the next day or two, I get behind wheel, start driving, and I just find myself, you know, just yelling at the people in the other car doing some other stuff. And I'm just like, no. It's time to stop. Because what I lost, dear listener, is the ability to stop, to slow down, to have that 15 to 30 minutes a day of being alone with my thoughts, of being able to sit and journal. I was missing the time to calmly relax at the end of every day. And when the weekend comes and I take off from work and I'm out hiking just to be able to go out and enjoy the extra couple of hours of sleep, pushing my body to get some outdoor exercise, smelling the fresh air and looking at wildlife, slowly driving back home, and then just relaxing, preparing for the next day in church. I lost the ability to be able to calm myself down because I wasn't having that daily time to sit quietly with my thoughts. So as I was preparing and as we got here into the weekend and I was reading the book, I was like, well, this was perfect timing. This is exactly what I was thinking about. And that was exactly the reason for this weekend. Time to stop. Think about life down here for the past year. Think about what we need to do. Think about how we want to move forward. Pray, strategize. Hopefully God will be working. If he is, he'll lead us to which way we're going to go. But if we are constantly on the move, you and I, if we are constantly doing things like Joan Rivers, if we're constantly that person jumping from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to quote Ryan Holiday in his book, which is what I've already said, we wonder why, when people do this, we wonder why people make stupid mistakes. We do make stupid mistakes. We make dumb decisions because it's always a pressure cooker. And if we don't release it, then we're always going to be an automatic. Now, I don't like jumping from one place to the next or doing something else. I am that type of person that needs to sit, work from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. Then get a moment, plan out what's going to be done, then move forward. I give you a little idea. My clothes, after we do the laundry, I set up my clothes for a week. I was doing this since I was working at the board. I have my clothes color coordinated. Like Wednesday will be my red Wednesday. So I have some red clothes or red color clothes, something like that. But it doesn't matter. I have my clothes set up for the week. And they're hung up. My entire outfit, what I'm going to wear, is just hung up. So when Monday comes, I know what Monday is. And every Monday, I wear the same thing. Every Tuesday, I wear the same thing. Every Wednesday, I wear the same thing. Do I care if the person in the car next to me, or when I was working in the office, the person in the office next to me know what I'm wearing every Tuesday? Not one bit. I have seen people come into the office, mix, match, whatever the word is, and say, I didn't know what to do this morning. I was so late. I just doing anything. I don't have that problem. I get up and yank out what's over here. I get out and yank out what's over here. And the other beauty of that is I know what day of the week it is. By what code, what thing I'm pulling off the hanger as well. Everything is set up that way. What does that do? I can get up in the morning and not have to think about what to put on. That gives me more time to slow down and have time to pray, have time to take a longer shower, have time to have my cup of tea and to eat or do whatever else because I'm not scrambling and taking up more time looking for my clothes. We usually sit down and have a week's worth of food menu for the week. What does that do? Meal prep. I can't stand the meal prep people. Everything people try to rake up is some new thing. So what that does is tell me, okay, what we're eating on this day. We also waste less food that way. If I don't want to eat the chicken wings and the chicken wings and french fries, if I don't want to eat the chicken wings and the green beans on Tuesday, okay, my options is swap out the two different days or have something else. But when I already have what's listed, it takes the thinking out of what's going to be for dinner. So if I didn't want to eat that and decide, well, you know what? We have bread. I'll just have peanut butter. Then that's cool. But if I don't have anything, it's like, okay, what can we eat? We have this and you spend the morning or the night before stressing out, going through everything else. So that's the type of person I am. I would like that order and then I can work in and out of that. But I didn't even have time to properly put a meal together or to sit and eat together or for the both of us to sit and talk. Like two or three nights, maybe about a week and a half ago, we were up laughing until like 12:30, 1 a.m. Because by the time we unwinded after work and putting these things over there, getting over there, she's doing her hair and I'm doing this other stuff. We get into bed, you're kind of relaxing and you get over there. I'm looking at my phone, running through the emails I have piled up that I haven't answered yet. I'm going through texts that people are sending me I'm not paying attention to. So I'm just skipping over that and deleting that. I'm looking at a few things online that I want to do. I have a few posts that I want to put on Instagram and I'm running that. It could be 9 o'clock. I'm like, it's time for bed. Okay, let's pray. Let's do it. And then it's 11 o'clock. And then all of a sudden, she remembers something that happened from her day at work. I remember something that happened my day at work. And then we start talking. And we're talking for 2-3 hours. And then we're laughing late in the night. And then we got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. 5:30 if we want to get to the gym before we start our work day. It's a little hard to get to the gym and work out at the end of the day because you're tired. I don't like the end of the day workout. I like the morning workout. And so, you know, I'm cussing this lady out. I'm sitting aside the thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh. What's going on with me? How did I get here? Haven't had the proper time to stop. See, I could be alone with my thoughts. Whether they be depressive, whether they might be dark and angry, and I'm sitting up here just cussing out 15,000 people that I came by that day, or I just need some time to think of, I know what I wanted to make. Because in those moments, I get a chance to sit and think of, what would be my thoughts this week? And you get here, you get to sit here or travel or walk or listen to this that you're hearing now. But if we never take those breaks, if we never have a daily time to stop and find the importance of the other colors of the lights, you know, that say that go, if we sit and think that just to stop and do nothing means that I have nothing. It means no one cares. If I don't take the moment to say no to 1,000 people that want me to say yes to every single thing that they want, and it doesn't really matter to me, and I don't want to do it, then I don't get to save myself, my energy, and my strength, and neither do you for the things that you actually want to do. Then we run aground. And then that's when mistakes happen. That's when problems happen. That's when you start noticing, like myself, I'm driving around and these people are just pissing me off at a point where something like that wouldn't have made me mad. I just looked at you and just like, wave, oh, you have a good day. God bless you. And I go on with my day. Instead of letting what this person do run around in my head for about 2 or 3 hours, giving them, you know, free rein. So I said, I need to pull back for a moment. I need to get away, come up here in the quiet, and just read. Read my Bible, read the book, just sit and relax. And enjoy my Sabbath day, which would have been today, Saturday. Before beginning the first day of the week would be Sunday, you know. The Lord said to worship, and you go, and it's just like, you know, bang, 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 and you run through the week. But I need the time to stop. And for us to get together and go, okay, we need to stop, think, and plan. We've been here near a week. In a few weeks, it's going to be a whole year. Sorry, we've been here near a year. In a few weeks, it's going to be a whole year. Have we accomplished our goals? What's the next set of things that we need to do if we have not accomplished all of our goals or half of our goals? What can we do to accomplish that? But we cannot do that if we never stop. And if we're the type of people that must always move and move and move and can't be alone with our thoughts, then we become those pathetic people that would rather have electrical shock than to just sit still. You know, the study of all those people who I won't say micromanaged because that's what you end up becoming. They raise a whole generation that way. Multitasking. As I told Hannah the other day, it only took me about 10 years to study people multitasking to find out that we can't multitask. And you guys know I've spoken to you about this before. Because your focus is divided. So you're not actually focused on one thing. Your focus is divided by too many things. And in the end, you don't focus on anything. You don't really accomplish much, but you just get yourself all messed up. About a week ago, Hannah was telling me because I was jumping between something on YouTube that I was watching, something on my laptop, and then a game I was playing. And she was like, stop, put one of them down. You're going to mess up your attention span. Now, this was 2 weeks ago, about a week ago. So let's say it's about 2 weeks ago. This was 2 weeks ago before I decided I need a break. That she on the outside was now telling me something I've always told her. Your attention is being divided. Your attention span is being shortened. And what you're going to end up doing is having a short fuse, whatever you want to call it. And that's what I did. Because I just needed to stop. Slow down so I could think. And in that moment of being alone in my thoughts, in that moment of being alone, I can now think of what to do next, how next week will be, plan out my day. You get this? I hope you do. Because this is just as important as making that money to pay your bills. It's just as important of you being faithful to your husband and wife. It is just as important as you becoming a good parent. It's just as important as your walk with the Lord. Because you can't accomplish any of those things without rest. God took 6 days to create and he rested on the seventh and blessed that and said, you know what, you human beings, you get to rest too. But we choose not to. We choose to work ourselves and drive ourselves into the ground to the point that we are no good to anyone. So I urge you, my dear listener, take the time to stop. Take the time to rest. If you struggle with mental issues and mental illnesses, something, this is most definitely something you need to do. If you're the type of person that says, well, I don't have time, but I don't have time to sit down and do this. I don't have to. Well, yeah, you do. Because you're not going to continue. You're not going to be able to continue at the pace you're going. It's important that we do take those times to rest. So I am now going to stop so you can think about that and enjoy the rest of your day. And hopefully you'll take a moment to figure out a time that you can stop and get some rest. Hopefully, God willing, I will see you right back here. And enjoy the rest of the day, and may God bless you.